Welcome to your bonus episode of the week, where I bring you quick and actionable tips that you can apply today. This is the Akeshi Akinche podcast, a podcast for creative entrepreneurs with expert tips and insights to help you launch, grow, and scale a successful business so that you can make money doing what you love and make an impact doing it. I'm your host, Akeshi Akinche, entrepreneur, wedding and event planner, designer, author, speaker, and business coach. You know that running a creative business is a 24/7 job. Even at the end of a full day, there's still so much to do. Not having effective strategies in place can leave you with extreme overwhelm. This bonus episode gives you some simple tips that you can apply to your business to ease that sense of overwhelm. Thank you for joining me. Now let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to this bonus episode. On this episode, I want to talk about 5 rules for setting SMART goals. So by now, you already probably have your goals mapped out, or you are in the process of writing down your 2023 goals. So as you work on your goals, I want to make sure that you're setting SMART goals. Now you're probably wondering, what are SMART goals? SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. So you want to use the SMART goal setting method as a guide to your goal setting for 2023. SMART goals help you create the best plan for success. And by having SMART goals, you're ensuring that your goals that you're setting are realistic and actually possible to achieve within a particular time frame. Right? So setting SMART goals helps you turn very vague ideas and goals into actionable ones by making them SMART. So let's break down what SMART stands for in detail. So S stands for specific. So your goals should be linked to a specific activity, a thought, an action, or an idea, right? So you want to set specific goals. Your goals must be very clear and well-defined. For example, if you say my goal this year is to make money, that's great, but you want to get specific. How much do you want to make and how are you going to get there? So you can say, I want to make so X amount of money by the end of 2023, which means that Q1 will have a specific dollar goal, right? Q2, Q3, and Q4. So get specific with your goals. I want to book more clients. That's a great goal, but it needs to be a little bit more specific. So you would say something like, I want to book 10, 20, and then break that down into quarters, even weeks or months if you want to, but do not set vague goals, set specific goals that are clear and well-defined. Next, M is for measurable. Your goals have to be measurable. A goal should be something that you can track and measure the progress. Right? So you can say, hey, this is the goal. As of 2 weeks from now, you want to see how you're doing. If you can't measure something, you're never going to know if you've actually achieved that goal, right? So your goal has to be measurable. So that's the M. You want to be precise with amounts, dates, so that your goal can measure your degree of success and how far you've come. And it's something that you want to track as often as possible, if not weekly. I recommend a weekly tracking to see how you're doing, because that reminds you to either pick it up or you're going at the pace that you've set. But make sure your goals are something that you can measure at any given time. All right, so A under SMART is for achievable or attainable. This means that Don't set goals that cannot be attained. It is literally the worst thing you can do for yourself, is to set goals that are just so far out of reality, and it actually does mess with your self-confidence and your ability. So make sure that your goals are achievable and attainable. So for an example I just shared within my coaching group last week was, okay, let's say last year you made $100,000. If you say my goal is to make $2 million this year, like how attainable and achievable is that goal? So you want to be as realistic as possible, right? So make sure that it is possible to achieve the goals that you've set and that your goals are realistically achievable and they're split into manageable steps. So you can set that number or that goal, but then you want to break that down into actionable steps, achievable steps, and steps that you can manage down to quarters, down to months, down to weekly goals. Make it achievable. Take that big number and break it down into achievable goals. Next is R, and R stands for relevant. The question you want to ask yourself when you're setting your goals is, why is this important to me? Right? So you don't want to set goals for the sake of setting goals. You don't want to set goals because that's what everybody's doing. You don't want to set goals just because you think you need to fill up that big piece of paper. It has to be relevant to you, and it has to be in line with your brand goals, whether it's your personal brand or your business brand. And is it important? Is it relevant? Right? So when you write down your goals, go back through that list and ask yourself, like, why do I really want this? And if there's no passion behind that goal, that it probably should not be on your goal list, right? Because it's not important. So is that goal relevant? Is what you want to ask yourself. Next is T. T is for time bound. What is the time frame that you have set to accomplish that goal? So goal with no time, like end or goal date in mind, is not setting you up for success. So if you say, hey, I want to book 10 new clients, that's great, but by when, right? How many do you need within a certain period to hit that goal? So I love taking a big goal and breaking it up into small chunks. So if I say I would like 20 new clients in 2023, I'm going to look at that and say, okay, how many do I need every month? How many do I need every week? How many do I need every quarter? Put a timestamp on every single goal so you can hold yourself accountable. So that's the beauty of also having a timestamp on it, is that you can hold yourself accountable. You have a date in mind, and that's going to help fire you up to work even harder towards that goal. So there you have it, our five rules for setting SMART goals for this year. So make sure that you're using the SMART goal method as a guide as you plan and continue to plan your 2023 goals, and you will be better for it. Have a fantastic weekend. That is all we've got for this episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, I share more tips and strategies inside my coaching membership experience for wedding and event creatives called Creatives Corner. This is where you get me live coaching you every week with strategies to grow your business and keep you motivated and accountable. If you're not a member yet, go to thekeshexperience.com to join the waitlist so that you can get notified when we open our doors again. Can't wait to see you there. Until next time, remember, your dreams don't work unless you do.